A Canton Township man is facing child pornography-related charges following a Stark County grand jury indictment. 19-year-old Xavier Williams is charged with 12 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. The alleged offenses took place between October 2024 and May 2025. Additional details were not immediately available. Williams was arrested Tuesday and is scheduled for arraignment Friday in Common Pleas Court. New details have emerged about what prompted Lake Township trustees to fire a Uniontown police officer. Public records show probationary officer Dylan Swanson was terminated April 3rd after an internal investigation determined he did not have probable cause to conduct a March traffic stop and then conducted an improper search of a vehicle. According to the repository, the report states Swanson incorrectly attempted to charge a driver with disorderly conduct after they used obscene language, which is protected free speech. While recommendations included training and probation, police officials decided to fire him. A man accused in a Jackson Township stabbing has entered a not guilty by reason of insanity plea. The attorney for 43-year-old Tyrone Card entered the plea on his client's behalf in Stark County Common Pleas Court Thursday. He requested a mental health evaluation, citing concerns about Card's competency. Card was indicted on charges of attempted murder, felonious assault, and aggravated robbery in the February 17th attack that left a woman seriously injured. Police say he fled, led officers on a chase, and crashed his vehicle on Route 225 in Portage County's Paris Township. Card remains in the Stark County Jail on a $1 million bond. Canton police continue to investigate after a body was found in the Nimishillen Creek Tuesday afternoon. Officers were called to 3rd Street and Warner Road Southeast, where the body was discovered on the east bank near a pedestrian bridge. The Stark County coroner says the victim is an unidentified woman or girl. An autopsy is pending. The state fire marshal is investigating a blaze that displaced residents of an Alliance home. Firefighters were called just before 7 Thursday night to the first block of East Oxford Street after occupants found bedroom curtains on fire. Crews put out the blaze, which did an estimated $4,500 in damage. No one was hurt. The cause is undetermined, but appears to be electrical. The Red Cross is assisting those displaced. A Canton man is facing multiple charges after an April 6th incident at his apartment building. 31-year-old Mikhail Turner of Canton from the 1800 block of Ferndale Avenue Northwest was arrested Tuesday. He is accused of lighting paper on fire before running into the building, barricading himself inside, and making threats against a woman. Turner is charged with menacing and inducing panic. No arraignment date has been set in Canton Municipal Court. A Perry Township police officer and another driver were injured in a head-on crash Tuesday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says a car crossed the center line on Anna Avenue Northwest near Tuscarawas Street West just before 3:20 and struck a northbound police cruiser. Authorities say heavy rain was falling at the time. Both the officer and driver were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The officer was not responding to an emergency at the time. The crash is under investigation. The Ohio Department of Health has launched a new online dashboard tracking kindergarten immunization rates across the state. The site lets parents and officials view vaccination and exemption data by county and school, with information going back to the 2017-18 school year. State health officials say the goal is to improve access to data and help prevent vaccine-preventable diseases. In Stark County, about 86.1% of kindergarteners are fully vaccinated out of nearly 3,900 students in 58 schools. An Akron man is headed to prison after pleading guilty to drug trafficking charges in Portage County. 39-year-old Reginald Jones was sentenced Tuesday to 8 to 12 years after pleading guilty to trafficking meth, fentanyl, cocaine, and resisting arrest. The charges stem from a May 2025 traffic stop on I-76 in Rootstown Township, where deputies say Jones refused commands and had to be tased. They found cocaine and fentanyl on him and a large amount of meth hidden in his truck. Jones was also ordered to pay a $10,000 fine. A woman is dead following a two-vehicle crash in Columbiana County's Perry Township Tuesday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says the wreck happened around 2:40 on State Route 173 when an SUV crossed the center line and struck an SUV. The driver of the second vehicle, 35-year-old Chelsea Miller of Lisbon, died after being taken to the hospital. The other driver, a 78-year-old Salem woman, suffered serious injuries. A pretrial hearing is set for June 22nd for a Latonia woman accused of threatening to blow up a school. 37-year-old Aaron McGuire is charged with misdemeanor aggravated menacing after a Columbiana County grand jury reduced the original felony charge. Police say in January she told two students outside Latonia K-12 school that she was going to blow up the building before driving away. McGuire remains free on bond as the case continues in municipal court. A Struthers woman has been sentenced to prison in a child-endangering case involving a severely malnourished child. 31-year-old Essence Reveille received 3 years in prison today in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court after pleading guilty to child endangering and domestic violence. The case stems from an October arrest after a 7-year-old boy was taken to Akron Children's Hospital in Boardman in critical condition and extremely underweight. A co-defendant, Camille Hibbett, was sentenced last month to 3 years. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.